Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, March the 19th, 2021. 17 and a half minutes past the hour. Now, this is the last day of winter, I guess, as spring will move in tomorrow morning between 5 and 6 a.m. But if you're like me, a little bit of old school, it will be Sunday, March 21st. Regardless, before we get back here on Monday, it will be spring. Now, before we went to break, we were having the big donut discussion, which has become a big running thing here on WWGH. And we were talking about those patch key donuts. Now, see, I said patch key, but I think they're punch key. I thought about it during the break, and I think they're actually pronounced punch key. But we do have a question when it comes to pronunciation, and is it punch key or patch key? And does anybody know why they have a significance to Lent and Fat Tuesday in the Catholic religion? Because I still am not sure why you couldn't just go eat 12 donuts from the store. 12 store brand donuts, why it has to be punch key or patch key. I don't know what that's all about. Do they taste different? Now, I will have to say I have not seen a prune donut in a long time, so maybe that's one of the differences, is that they sell the prune flavored donuts. But other than that, I'm not sure about punch key, patch key donuts. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the proper pronunciation of punch key, patch key donuts? Now, we think it's punch key. Pretty sure it's punch key. But we would like the confirmation on that. And also, we were having the discussion between Bavarian cream donuts and Boston cream donuts. Now, we've had two conflicting answers on this. One says the only difference is that Boston cream has chocolate on top and Bavarian cream has powdered sugar. But then we had another school of thought that says that the cream is actually different, and that there is whipping cream in a Bavarian cream donut. So, there you go. Boston cream versus Bavarian cream, and punch key versus patch key donuts. Give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I wonder if a lot of Boston cream pies, where this all started, are still sold. You know what this reminds me of? Do you remember the craze a few years ago when the key lime pie became a big deal here in Ohio? That key lime was something from Florida, and all of a sudden we had key lime pie here in Ohio, and then we had to have key lime everything. You know, key lime flavored gum, key lime muffins, key lime cookies, key lime everything. What is the difference? Okay, we know what a lemon is, and we know what a lime is. You know, people are buying the limes quite a bit now, those little green limes. What do people use limes for? Do they just eat them? Does anybody out there like to just eat a lime? Those tiny little green circular things? And what is key lime? Now, I don't think they sell anything called a key lime, so I'm sure that the key lime pie, if you were making it from scratch, probably has limes in it. But what makes it a key lime pie? And is there such a thing as a lime pie? Because I've never heard anything. I've never heard of a lime pie. I've heard of a lemon pie. Lemon meringue pie. But what is key lime? Now, my understanding for a long time was that this pie's location was in the Florida Keys. And that's how we got key lime. But is that right? I don't know if that's right or not. And this is the time of year where we start to see the key lime pies as we get into spring. Spring and summer seems to be key lime pie time. But I don't... key lime pie is interesting. You know, it's kind of greenish, so it looks like the color of a lime. But it's a good pie. But I don't know what a key lime is. Is there any difference between a lime and a key lime? Or is it just all based in name? Is it just because it came from Florida and that's the name? See, because lemon meringue pie, it does have lemon in it, but it's also got meringue on the top. So a lemon pie would be different than a lemon meringue pie. But is a key lime pie different than a lime pie? Which I've never heard of a lime pie. Does anybody have an opinion on this? I guess is where we are. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So there's a lot of food questions on the table here this morning. The questions, just to recap, what is the difference between a Bavarian cream and a Boston cream donut? That's one of our questions. The other, is it punch key or patch key donuts? Those donuts that are sold in the funny boxes that apparently coincide with Fat Tuesday and Lent. And then, key lime pie. What is in a key lime pie? And does the name just come from where it came from? The Florida Keys? Is that how we get key lime? I don't know. What do you use limes in, aside from a key lime pie? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. I'd love to know. Does anybody know? Key lime pie. Well, apparently there's not a lot of key lime pie eaters out there. Well, here we go. Maybe this is the answer to the question. Whoop. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, it's your donut bus driver again.
All right. Now, wait. I did not know this. You drive one of the buses as well?
Yeah.
Oh, now, which route do you do?
I do a little bit of everything.
Oh, really? So are we on in the bus as we speak?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not.
I'm parked and there's nobody on the bus.
So
on the bus.
So there are two buses here in Marion that if you get on, you would be hearing this station.
Yeah, at least two, yeah.
So how do your, I've asked our other, Sarah, I've asked her about this. How do your passengers react?
They enjoy the donut conversation.
Well, that's good. I'm glad they're in. This is enjoyable for them. Okay, the donuts. Tell us about the donuts.
I'm calling about the punch key donut.
The punch key. So it is punch key.
Yes. And why it is relevant on Lent is not all Catholics, it's Polish Catholic. Because it's a Polish dessert. And it came from Poland, obviously, and it's Meijer sells it because Meijer is a Michigan-based store, and Michigan has a big Polish population, or they did, of immigrants coming from Poland back in the old days, and it's just kind of carried on as being a Polish thing. Like the Polish bakeries would make these things that Lent was one of their biggest selling times.
So it's a Polish Catholic. It's not all Catholics.
Yeah, like Irish Catholic and Italian Catholic, they probably have their own type of desserts and things they would splurge on Fat Tuesday, but the Polish Catholic would be the punch key.
Now,
that is a big thing.
Now, punch key then is probably a Polish word, right?
Yeah.
Now, yep. Does it mean anything, punchki?
It does, but I don't know exactly what.
And when I'm with you, so do you have any more thoughts now on the, now that we've talked a little more about the Bavarian and Boston cream, do you think it does have something to do with the cream?
It does. I think when I said Duncan, they probably just, they don't do the difference. They just pick the same cream and everything. But Bavarian is German, and it's the same as the Punschki, like the, it'll be like a, it's Eastern German right near Poland is Bavaria. Like Bavarian, Austrian, they're all,
what?
What is the different ingredients, I'm sure. It's a type of cream that would be popular in that area.
So, now, do you have any feeling about the key lime pie?
I don't think I've ever had one. I like lemon meringue. Occasionally from Perkins has a pretty good pie selection.
Well, you know, I see people buying the limes all the time, and I always wonder. Now, I know lime is good for some alcoholic beverages, but I wonder what people are using these limes for. I always wonder, do they eat them? Because I know some people just eat lemon.
Yeah, the limes I think people might use with chickens. There's like a... I don't know. I've thought with chicken, though, served as like a seasoning, whatever.
Lime chicken.
With grilled chicken.
With grilled
like
chicken.
Rice, maybe.
Well, yeah, I think I've seen some of that, too. I just don't know. Key lime, is that just... does that name come from the Florida Keys? Or is there something different about a key lime pie?
That's a good answer, or a good question. I would guess the Keys, but... Who knows? I know more about European immigration history than I would, like, Florida.
Well,
like, I can think what was going on in the early 1900s in Michigan and Ohio, but nothing about Florida.
So basically, at this point, what we know for sure is that the Punschki donuts are Polish Catholics, and it,
yeah.
I guess that's just a Polish Catholic dessert.
That's just a Polish dessert. And just a lot of Polish Catholic immigrants were living in Detroit, Toledo, and Cleveland, and that's why it was a big thing in Ohio.
Oh, well, that's interesting. Well, hey, thanks for the info.
Yeah.
Okay,
bye-bye. See you later.
All right, well, there you go. Now you know it is Punschki. Punschki donuts, not Patchki. And it's from the Polish Catholic branch of the Catholic religion. And now we know that answer. But we still are up in the air on the Bavarian cream versus the Boston cream. Really not sure about that. And key lime pie. Key lime pie. What is that all about? Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
I just want to say, who do you think that Dave started listening to you? And you're welcome.
Well, now I know you, but I did not realize he was... I did not know who he was.
I wondered how long it was going to take him to say, I could have busted him out, then like my coworker Dave, but, you know, I'm not that type of girl.
How many buses are running here in Marion?
I'm guessing more than one, less than 1,000. I don't know, Scott.
Well, how are your passengers reacting to the donut key lime pie conversation?
I think they find it entertaining.
Well, that's good. Do they talk a lot while they're on the bus?
Some do, some don't.
Okay. Well, next person who comes on, ask them what in the world...
well, now you got me doing surveys, Scott.
Well, why not? I mean, I figure you got time on your hands.
Oh, well, thank you for assuming that I don't... Well, I'm not busy. I'm hard at work.
Well, no, it just sounds... I wish more people were using the city buses. If I could get here...
I wonder when you're going to... it'll be a fun ride the day that I see Scott Spears' name on my tablet.
Oh, I will come on the bus. I'm just...
You're never going to do it.
No,
you
got to...
But
hold on. Now, you have to pick me up, though, at the Meyer parking lot, right? You can't come to my door because
I'm... We just go wherever you tell us to. You call the dispatcher and schedule your ride.
But I guess I'm outside the limit, though, because I...
Speaking about being outside the limit, we run by the half hour. Gotta go.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, there we go. You know what? I would love to ride the city bus, but I think the times are conflicting. When I was having all that car trouble, I always thought it would be great to ride the city bus. If I could get the city bus to pick me up before 8, but I don't think they start running until 8. If I could get them to pick me up before 8 and get me here before 8 o'clock, I would ride the city bus. I think public transportation is a good thing. And I, you know, here would be also a big problem is getting home. Because once you get here, then you have no ride home except the city bus. And I'm not sure how long the dispatch would take if I called in and said, okay, I'm ready to go home. Now, from the time I call to the time I actually can get home, I don't know how long that would take. So those would be the only problems that I would have when it came to the city bus. But I would be glad to ride it. I think it'd be interesting. It certainly is affordable for my understanding. Now, 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open. Key lime pie conversation this morning. You know, that's a good springy topic as we head into the season of spring this weekend. What's in a key lime pie? I've never made a key lime pie. I don't think I've ever seen anybody make a key lime pie. I see them sold a lot more often in this area than I you know, they just seemed to appear one day a few years ago. I guess it's been probably 15, 20 years ago now, but one day the key lime pies just started appearing in this area. Now, I don't know, has that always been something that was going on in Florida? And then all of a sudden it shows up here? It's a good pie. I like the key lime pie. And then, as I say, I think people were making key lime donuts. They were making key lime donuts. They were making key lime muffins. They were making key lime gum. But I don't know what the term key lime means. I don't know if it's a special kind of lime. I don't know if it has something to do with the ingredients in the pie. I don't know if it has something to do with the Florida Keys. And that's where the key lime pie originated. Does anybody have any information on the key lime pie? Now that's the topic that we've moved on to. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Key lime pie. And have you ever noticed you don't see a lot of lemon pies? It's always lemon meringue. And have you ever seen meringue on anything else in your life? It's always lemon meringue pie. I've never heard of a chocolate meringue pie. I've never heard of a strawberry meringue pie or a cherry meringue pie. I don't know why. Meringue, to me, is a very tasty type of thing. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, hello for the third time, Scott. I need to Google things. I try to get things off my brain, but I was curious, too, because I never understood this, the key lime. It does originate in the Florida Keys. It says, "What every restaurant in the Florida Keys, especially in Key West, serves this wonderful pie. It's the official pie of the Florida Keys."
So there really is no difference.
Yeah, the filling is sweetened condensed milk, key lime juice, and egg yolks. Yeah, it's a regional thing. You asked about what you do with a lime. You can make limeade, like lemonade, but mainly that you put them in a drink. I mean, in a margarita or almost any kind of a drink, people put a lime in. It just makes it taste better. Even in, you know, beer, Corona beer, for example, they usually put a lime kind of into the neck of the bottle, and you just suck on it while you're drinking. It does taste better. I can speak from my own experience. So limes have a lot of use. They're very healthy. I mean, citrus fruit is very good for you. Lots of vitamin C. The sour taste just adds a kick to a lot of things, and very little calories.
So we now know
multiple uses for the lime. I don't like to Google stuff, but I didn't know. I'm figuring the Florida Keys. I really wasn't sure, but according to cookingamerica.net, that's the scoop.
So it's just because it originated in the Florida Keys.
Yeah, especially Key West. But I think technically a lime pie can be a regular lime pie. It doesn't have to be a key lime pie. And, you know, nowadays we have other technology. We have smart locks. You know, you just say, Google, open up my front door, instead of using an actual key. And I guess that's part of the issues with the station is our you know, our bathroom key and our the famous building key. So maybe we should keep away from the word key and just use smart technology instead, and maybe call it a smart lock pie. just to keep up with the times or something.
We will see where it all should go. Well, thanks for the information.
In our famous bathroom key, Scott, so maybe we should maybe just retire that word altogether, perhaps.
Maybe. Thanks.
All right, see you later.
All right, telephone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So now apparently we know where the key lime thing comes from. The key lime thing comes from the Florida Keys, and that's where that whole pie idea comes from. So I guess it's just a lime pie. But the name is tied in with the Florida Keys. Well, that's interesting to know. But why don't we put meringue on other things? I've only ever heard of a lemon meringue pie. I've never heard of a key lime meringue pie, chocolate meringue. And I think chocolate meringue, and I'm not a big chocolate eater, but I would think chocolate meringue would be very good. I would think that strawberry meringue would be very good. You know, here's something I've always wondered, since we're on the conversation about pies at this particular point. Have you ever noticed that a strawberry pie is completely different than any other fruit pie? You know, you like cherry pie, blueberry pie, peach pie, lemon pie, all these fruit pies are essentially made up of crust and some kind of a goo. It's like the fruit and some kind of a goo, like cherry goo or blueberry goo or lemon goo, that go into the pie. And then there's like lattice on top of the pie, or a full top. Some people put the full top on top of the pie. And that's your pie. That's your cherry pie, your blueberry pie, your peach pie. Why is it that strawberry pie is not like that? That particular fruit is, you don't chop the strawberries up really fine, and you don't put it in strawberry goo and bake it with a top on it. Now, why is strawberry pie like that? Strawberry pie is pretty much, you're getting either a full strawberry or half a strawberry, and it's got a glaze, like a strawberry glaze. It's not that goo that's in other pies, which maybe is why it's not as sweet. And then you obviously put whipped cream or something on top of it. I've never seen lattice or a full top on a strawberry pie. Now, why is that? Does anybody understand that? Why is that fruit pie so different from all the other pies? And you can even taste it. You know, not that a cherry pie tastes like a blueberry pie, but they have a similar texture. They have a similar taste. And it's the same thing with lemon pie. It's the same thing with key lime pie. Same thing with peach pie. But a strawberry pie is not like that at all. Does anybody know what the big differences are? Are there any big-time pie makers out there who understand the big differences between a strawberry pie and all other fruit pies? And coincidentally, does anybody have a good strawberry pie recipe? Because I have tasted some really good strawberry pies, and I have tasted some really bad strawberry pies. Now, I don't know where the screw-up in a strawberry pie comes from. I don't think it's the crust, because I think a lot of people still are using the store-bought crust. I don't think the screw-up comes in the crust. But it has something to do with the strawberries and the glaze. So does anybody have a good strawberry pie recipe or something? Because strawberries, to me, you know, I really like lemons, I really like blueberries, but I like strawberries quite a bit, too. And I'm not sure why. Strawberry pie's good, but it's just people can screw it up easy. Is there anybody who has anything to do with strawberries? You know, now that I'm thinking about this, I'm thinking about apples. Apple pie. We don't have an orange pie. Now, isn't that interesting? We have banana cream pie. There's a fruit pie. I guess that's good. Well, that's considered a cream pie. I don't know. Maybe it's because bananas are not all that, they're not sweet like the other fruits. But, you know, when you think about it, it's very strange. I don't know. You get the banana cream, but we do not have an orange pie. And oranges are one of the most popular, if not the most popular fruit, I think, on the market. I think juice-wise, orange juice probably tops apple juice in the juice department. So why is there not an orange pie? I think all other fruits have pies. Certainly the popular fruits. Banana, cherry, strawberry, blueberry, peach. Has anybody ever had an orange pie? You know, an orange is very sweet. We have candied oranges. Certainly people eat oranges. We have orange juice, orange Julius. Wonder why we don't have an orange pie. Does anybody know anything about oranges and pies? Is there anything? See, that would be something good. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, this is a good, you know, almost spring conversation. Because pies kind of go with spring. Do you remember when people took time with their pies? They would bake those pies, and then they would have them cool off in the windowsill, and the smell of pie would be all over the neighborhood. People don't do that anymore. Now, you just cook the pie, you set it on the counter, and that's that. Why did people used to put it in the windowsill? Have you ever thought about some of these questions? See, sometimes I think about things, and you know, they're just go-tos. You saw them for years and years and years, but did we ever wonder why that was being done? Did we ever question it? Why did people cool pies in windowsills? Was it the outside air was going to cool it faster than if you sat it in the house? I know a lot of pies got stolen and eaten that way. And I imagine birds might stop by and eat those pies. Apparently, there is no such thing as an orange pie. Or nobody has the answer to, why did we cool pies in windows? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. We can certainly discuss it. I would love to discuss it. The whole pie controversy here this morning. Or, by the way, if you just have a pie that you think is good, give me a call. 740-383-9944. Am I leaving out a pie this morning? I want to bring something up because there's something that I have seen a whole lot of, and I learned this morning that this could be somewhat trouble. It seems like, you know, a lot of people are getting vaccinated for the COVID-19. And because of the social media world we live in, for whatever reason, people they're putting their vaccination cards on social media. And apparently there's a story out this morning that this is becoming a big problem because your vaccination card, it's really not an official document as far as like a driver's license or something, but it has your name and it has your birthday on it. And when you're putting that on social media, there are people who can take that information, your birthday and your name, and they're putting that together to get other information. You know, people who want to steal your identity and that sort of thing. I never had thought about that, but, you know, really, truthfully, this is a funny story because a lot of people on social media, we know their birthday. And we certainly know their name because they put their name right there. And we know their birthday because a lot of people list their birthday and their information. And obviously, when everybody has a birthday on social media, or anybody has a birthday on social media, everybody wishes them happy birthday. And a lot of time, you will see the year that they're born, or they'll tell you what year they were born. So I don't know the difference between the COVID-19 vaccination card and all that information, but they are saying that this could be a risk, putting this vaccination card. It may have something to do with the fact that a lot of people, I guess, maybe on Facebook don't use their full name, or don't you? I don't know if your middle name is on your vaccination card. I don't know. I just think it's a weird phenomenon, not necessarily that people are going to get hacked or information stolen. I just think it's an interesting thing that people are putting their vaccination cards on social media to show that they were vaccinated. I don't know. Would people not believe you if you didn't put the vaccination card up there? Is there some symbolism in it? I don't know. I'm confused by that. Does anybody understand the whole vaccination card thing? That people, medical records are supposed to be kept very hush-hush, but not those COVID cards. Everybody's showing those things. I thought we had HIPAA laws and all this. I guess it's not HIPAA if you tell it yourself. But I don't know why people are showing those cards. If I was fully vaccinated, I would just tell you. I would say, I'm fully vaccinated now. Why would somebody doubt that? Why do we have to take a picture of our vaccination card and show it to people? I don't really understand that. Does anybody get that? Does anybody see where there could be a possible risk of identity theft in this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or anything else on your mind on this Getaway Friday? Don't forget, we'll do Family Feud next hour from 10:10 a.m. till 11 a.m. Then we have the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker from 11:10 a.m. till 12 p.m. And then we have the Exchange Club today from 12:15 to 1. And tonight we have Friday Night Live with Angie Evers from 8:10 until 10 p.m. That's the rundown today. But does anybody have anything to talk about in our final 10 minutes of this particular program? 740-383-9944. Why do people post their vaccination cards? I don't know. I think this is very interesting. And is there a chance for cyber theft if you poke your vaccine or post your vaccination card? This has been such a weird year. Nothing surprises me at this point anymore. So, you know, I guess if you post your vaccination card and somebody comes and takes all your money, well, at least you're vaccinated. At least your health is okay. I don't. This whole thing, the vaccination thing to me, the people who are extreme on both sides of this are interesting people to me. I think it's everybody's decision on if you want to get vaccinated or not, but the animosity that has come from it on both sides, you know, it for a while, it was a lot of people just saying, you know, well, we'll take the call and come back to this. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Sean.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. My water, put it out. I got a phone call. And the woman, mother of her name, and who she first worked for, whatever. But it's I believe it's a scam, because the first thing she asked me after she told me who she was and all, she wanted to know if I had a debit card. And so the number was a 1-100 number with a 7-4-0 prefix. So that could have come from anywhere. But I wasn't hung up on, so if anybody gets any call, something similar to that. That's the first thing I asked if I had a debit card. So the people out there trying to find ways to scam in the money, and with these checks coming out, so they ought to be more careful. And instead of asking the woman that I had a debit debit card. I just hung up on them.
Yeah, you don't want to give any personal information off over the telephone.
No, as soon as you ask, you write it. That was the first time you asked. I had a debit card.
Yeah.
So, I hung up on them, didn't say one way or the other.
Yeah, definitely stay away from that. Well, hey, thanks for the tip.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Yeah, anybody who's asking for personal information over the telephone, you definitely do want to stay away from. So don't fall into those scams. That's a bad, bad neighborhood to be in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, 52 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday, talking about all kinds of things. Pies, vaccination cards. But what I was saying before the call there was the extremists on both sides of this whole vaccination thing. If you want to get the vaccination, go get the vaccination and be happy and go along with your life. If you don't want to, I guess nobody's going to force you to at this point. But why we have to knock other people for doing it or not doing it, that I don't understand. Because this is one of those things, again, if I go get the vaccination, then I think I'm up in the 90 percentile chance of not getting COVID. So if somebody else wants to go get it, I guess that's their business if they don't want to get the vaccine, and maybe they won't get it. It's not for me to say, but you know, I don't know why we're just not more concerned with ourselves. We're just highly concerned with everybody else in the world, it seems like. We have this real interest in knowing what other people are doing. And I'm really not sure why we're so nosy these days. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, you're talking about strawberries.
Yes.
But why do they call strawberry shortcake a shortcake? Is there a long cake?
Well, I'll tell you. This is an interesting conversation because recently I started getting homemade strawberry shortcake delivered here. Now, I had always bought the shortcakes in the store, which are, you know, the tiny little cakes. But now the person who's been making me the strawberry shortcake makes homemade more like biscuit-like mixture for the strawberry. So I don't know if that's a long cake. It's bigger than those little things you get in the store.
I've never heard of a long cake, but I've always heard them called shortcake.
Now, you can buy shortcake. There is such a thing as a shortcake, but it's not. I don't think it's those little golden circles that you get.
Yeah, it's normally what you get in the store.
Yeah, but I know you can buy shortcake, and then a lot of people use, what is it? It's not
pound
called
cake or
what's that?
Pound cake.
Well, is it called? I'm trying to think. What is that cake called that's circular, and it's got the hole in the middle? It's real fluffy.
Angel food.
Angel food cake. A lot of people use the angel food cake in the strawberry shortcake.
You ain't gonna have frickin' frack on today.
Oh, frickin' frack at noon? Well, you know what? I really don't know. It's possible. At one point this week, I have heard from both of them that they might be here. Now, do you enjoy when they're on?
Yeah, I like listening to them.
Yeah. It's a possibility they may be here at noon. I don't have any total confirmation yet, but I do hope, because I know they do listen. If they're out there listening, I hope they do bring me a soda at noon. Now, that would be nice.
And a foot-long coney?
Well, you never know. I wouldn't turn
You're
it away.
You're the shredded chicken man, yeah?
Oh, well, I do like the shredded chicken. You know, I don't know what it is. I had a shredded chicken last weekend from Dairy Queen that was very good.
Oh, I love Dairy Queen shredded chicken. It has a little bit of a tang to it.
You know, my mother, for whatever reason, because one of my traditions, I have the Christmas Eve party every year at my house, and a few years ago, it's been going on a while now, we just forwent the big meal, and we started having shredded chicken sandwiches and chips and desserts and things like that, and her shredded chicken sandwiches just taste completely different than anybody else's that I have ever had, and I'm not sure. I tried to ask her this past Christmas what she does different, and she played it off that she didn't do anything different, and I just don't believe that's true, because they taste completely different, and the other people in the room back me up on this. There were other people, and they say, these don't taste like Dairy Queen or Stewart's. These, not that those aren't good chicken sandwiches, but these are really, really different, really good chicken sandwiches. But she wouldn't speak to it. I think she was trying to keep the ingredient hidden.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to let her secret out.
No, I don't think she wanted to let her secret
out.
That's
something, you know, shredded chicken sandwiches can all taste. Everybody's got a different taste when they're shredded chicken sandwich. And basically, maybe all the same stuff.
Well, I think she's using a different kind of soup, is what I think's going on. Because a lot of people will use soup that makes the chicken very dry, but a lot of people like it that way. And then a lot of people will use the soup that makes it taste like pretty well the typical shredded chicken. But her shredded chicken sandwiches are not dry, and they're not... They have more, it's not a sweet taste, but they have more of a, there's no dry taste at all to them. It's just very creamy, more creamy than any chicken sandwich I've ever had anywhere.
That sounds good.
Yeah, they are. They're very good, and they go over big at Christmas, and everybody, you know, I've had people at my Christmas parties have, over the course of an evening, you know, four shredded chicken sandwiches because they're so good, and it's all always almost gone at the end of the night, but she will not get off the recipe.
Now, some people put food coloring in, you know, a little bit of yellow in their shredded chicken sandwich. I've seen that.
Well, that's true. Now, have you been getting hungry this morning listening to all the pie talk?
Yeah, you're kind of making, and a lot of that stuff is stuff you shouldn't be eating, too.
Well, that's true. I think moderation. I think one piece of pie is okay, and I think, you know, you shouldn't eat the whole pie. But I do wonder why we don't have an orange pie.
Yeah, that's, now they have orange marmalade, jelly or jam.
Yeah,
but.
Jellies, jams, juices, raw oranges. We do all the candy oranges, but no orange pie. And it's probably the most popular fruit hand-in-hand with bananas and apples.
Yeah.
So I don't know why we don't have an orange pie. That seems awful strange to me.
Orange meringue pie sounds good, doesn't it?
Oh, you know what? And that's odd to me, too. Why do we only put meringue on lemon?
Well, we put meringue on a lot of stuff, but we only say lemon meringue pie. You know, most chocolate pies have meringue on them, too.
Well, yeah, some, but we don't call it chocolate meringue pie.
No, we don't call it that. Sometimes they put whipped cream on them, chocolate pies, but I've seen them with meringue on them, too.
And, you know, I'll tell you a pie that has become very popular. It's always been around, but I have seen it actually become a standard in the last maybe 10 years, is peanut butter pie.
Yeah.
You know, that has always been around, but it was very rare to see it sold. It was very rare for somebody to make it for the holidays. But more and more, I'm seeing these peanut butter pies.
Yeah, those are good.
Yeah, but I hate peanut butter. So I can eat, and when I say that, I can eat peanut butter. You know, like I can eat a Reese cup. I can eat... let's see what else has peanut butter. You know, I can do like a Ritz cracker with peanut butter on it, but like to sit and eat a peanut butter sandwich or to just eat peanut butter like I know people do or to dollop it on pancakes, or I just can't do it. You will never find a jar of peanut butter in my house that's not expired.
Yeah, I like peanut butter too, but not just some people eat just a peanut butter sandwich, and to me that kind of better have something to drink, and kind of one stick to the roof of your mouth.
Yeah,
it's better if you have some jelly on with it. I think a little bit of peanut butter and lots of jelly is better.
I'm just surprised at how many people that their go-to, if dinner is ruined or they're trying to get something quick for lunch, or is a peanut butter sandwich. You never hear of people saying, well, I'll have a jelly sandwich. You know, I'm sure it happens. But it's always peanut butter, and I don't know.
Most people, I think, put jelly on their peanut butter sandwiches.
Well, I'll tell you what my dad used to do, and this is one of the everlasting memories of my father, because I've never seen anybody else do this. But his favorite snack in the world was he would make like a big, not a coffee cup, but the bigger cup of warm tea. It had to be warm tea, and then he would toast bread, put peanut butter on it, and dunk it in the warm tea. I don't know where that came from or why he loved it. I've never seen anybody else do it, but he would eat that 3-4 times a week as like an evening snack.
Sounds good.
Warm tea and toast and peanut butter. Interesting. Well, hey, we're going to break here for the news, weather, and obituaries, but we're coming back with Family Feud, so hopefully you'll play along.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes, that's one of the things I remember about my father, is that was his favorite snack, bar none. 3 times a week I'd see him eat that. He'd get the big thermos cup, you know, insulated mug, hot tea, and toast with peanut butter on it, and he would dunk it. I don't know why. Who knows? We're going to break, coming back with Family Feud.
Well, he was my grandmother, for one thing. My grandmother had worked in white people's houses, and she had always seemed disrespectful. She would come in and she would do the laundry, and after she had